I'm a Williams graduate, and honestly, I fell in love with Williamstown the first time I visited when I was looking at colleges as a high school student.
Jason Hoke says when he got into municipal government 15 years ago, he always told himself if a spot opened up in Williamstown, he would take it. The Williamstown Select Board granted Hoke his wish with unanimous approval last week. For the past 5 years, Hoke has been the town manager in Litchfield, New Hampshire, population 8,300. Before that, Hoke oversaw town governments in Plasto and Littleton, New Hampshire. Hoke recently spent time speaking with some of Williamstown's 7,800 residents about his ideas for the town.
There's some design opportunities for stitching together the Spring Street District, the Water Street District, especially with the Cable Mills housing coming online. The Water Street's going to be a real residential neighborhood a year from now or less. And what is and how to make that work. Practically, in terms of local buildings, there's a strong need in moving forward on building the case for and then designing public safety facility, as well as supporting the needs for renovations in Mount Greylock.
Hoke adds he's excited about how the area's arts, culture, and outdoor recreation can be bundled together to attract businesses. Having graduated from Williams with a degree in political economy in 1995, Hoke says the town and the college are in a symbiotic relationship.
Telling the story and working on plans and making sure that there are places that both sides are working together and strategically investing in the community's best interest makes a lot of sense, and understanding some of the timing and pacing of that. And balancing as well. I mean, the college is a really large landholder. College has a reasonable amount of money to invest in the community, but it is not the end-all and be-all. And sort of finding that balance as well is going to be, I think, an interesting ongoing challenge for all of us.
Hoke is expected to start in Williamstown in northwest Berkshire County near the Vermont line in late August following contract negotiations. The town advertised the position with a salary range of $105,000 to $125,000. Hoke will be taking over for Peter Folan, who is retiring after 15 years as town manager. Folan says not much has changed in town during his time. He is hesitant to say he's proud of specific projects, noting the damage Tropical Storm Irene caused at the Spruces Mobile Home Park, expected to be decommissioned next year and be placed under a conservation restriction. FEMA awarded the town $6.1 million to help relocate the estimated 275 people living in the park.
Some of the things, like the situation at the Spruces, are, while they would be considered successful projects, they're not something to take much happiness or satisfaction from. But I am very proud of the fact that we've had strong financial management here. We have increased the town's bond rating to AA1. We're the only town in Berkshire County who has reached that level. We're leaving the town with an abundance of free cash, unused levy capacity, and stabilization fund. So the town has never been in as strong a financial position as it is right now.
Angus Jennings, the United Independent Party's candidate for lieutenant governor in last year's election, was the other finalist for the post. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.